Welcome to Awakening Plus. Today is October 22nd, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And tonight we're doing our weekly New Earth support call. We always come in with the same intention, and it's always a little bit different. The divine seems to have an infinite variety of ways to shake up how we get our blessings and how we serve. So all I know is I'm going to call in the directions and lead you all into embodied awakening. And from there, it's the divine show, and I'll just tell you what's going on. My requests, as always, are if you're doing this with us, please make this the only thing you're doing. Please, no multitasking. And if you cannot give it your undivided attention right now, if you're an Awakening Plus member, this will be in the archive. You can always check it out later. The reason I make this odd request is because of the nature of the process. Everyone who's participating feeds energy into the matrix of what we're doing. And if you're not giving it your full attention, then the energy you're feeding it is compromised. And it's going to afflict your experience and will actually denigrate the experience of everybody else. So for the sake of everyone, and especially for the sake of the service we're doing here, which is we're helping to, you know, move along the great Earth Awakening, that is the request I make. If you need to leave early before we're done, that's okay. Just mentally ask the allies to gently remove you from the field. They'll kind of ease you out, and you'll be able to withdraw without disrupting the process. That's pretty much it. So basically, a simple way to think about this is behave as if you're right here in the room with me. And don't do anything where you are that you wouldn't do if you were right here in the room. Okay, so here we are, and I'm now going to call the directions and set the energetic container. So I invite you all to simply relax and rest in breath awareness or energetic awareness, and we'll get the field set up. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwiti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. I call Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Blue Ridge Mountains, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell, I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Thisa, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that is a solid container. Okay, so now we're going to go through the Embodied Awakening Refresher. This won't take long. And it's an opportunity for you to call in your higher self and have it merge with you. And this will, of course, make your service to the Great Awakening much more effective. So as always, I'll give a full description because there may be someone new on the call who hasn't done this before. So I invite you to close your eyes and just feel your whole body at once. And if you feel the energetic part of you in or around you, notice that too. And just notice it. Don't change anything, but just get it as your baseline. Become aware of it just energetically. So we're about, in a moment, we'll be calling in the higher self. The best way I can explain this is to use the metaphor of driving a car. Your human self, instead of driving, will slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. If at any point your human does not like the divine's driving, at any moment it can slide back over, take the wheel. The divine steps out with no fuss. The human's back in control. I want your human part to know there's no risk, there's no danger. This can be instantly reversed if you don't like it. We're just trying it on for size. The other thing I need to tell you about Embodied Awakening is the positive effects it has. Many are beyond language, but the ones I can verbalize, when you're in Embodied Awakening, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your head, you just know what to do through intuition much more, and there is more bliss. Here's a complete list of the downsides of Embodied Awakening. That's all of them. So if you'd like to do this, I'm going to lead you through an 8-word invocation. And I invite you to say it out loud if you can, but you can do it silently if you must, just in your head. So here we go, starting now. And again, I'm sorry, just to clarify, you're speaking to your higher self with these words, and you're going to repeat what I say. Now we'll start for real. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and just rest in passive breath awareness now. There you go. Yeah, just relax and just let the body, you're just going to passively notice what's happening anyway in your body. Your attention is just on breath. Just feel the breath come and go whenever it wants to. There is no breath control. Other tips that will give you the best result here. I recommend you don't use any willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel the breath coming and going. If you get distracted, and we'll just call a distraction anything other than breath awareness, if you notice that's happening, don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Just let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. It's not you. It's an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any more attention. So you turn your attention back around to your breath. You do this very gently and persistently. And if that distraction keeps on going in the background, that's fine. You let it do its thing, and you do your thing with breath awareness. The final little nuance you can play with, if you wish, is learning what's the minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. The way to determine this, if you want to do this with me, you drop your attention for a moment to no effort at all. Just be, just exist, just chill. Whatever happens is fine. Now, at zero effort, just note, is there breath awareness anyway, or is there not? If there's even a hint of breath awareness at no effort, stay at zero. That's enough. If there is no breath awareness, then you want to add very small bits of effort, like the touch of a feather, until you just barely feel the breath at all. The idea is to use the absolute minimum effort that permits breath awareness and just rest at that very small amount of effort. I can feel that many of you have already gotten into embodied awakening. Well done. How do you know if you're in embodied awakening? It's because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If all that's happening, you're there. So if you've already hit that state, I invite you just to rest in it for a moment longer. Everyone who rests in embodied awakening while we're doing this makes it easier for everybody else to get there. The idea of morphic resonance. The more people are in a state, the easier the state is for everybody else to get to. By holding it, you're holding space for the others. So if you're already there, just chill and relax. If you're not there yet, just rest in passive breathing. You've already called in the embodied awakening. And just let it come. The divine will always bring it as quickly as it can without overloading you. The invocations that I do are... it's simply not possible for them to create overload or excess. You'll only get as much as you're ready for. So if you're trying to regulate or control however much energy is coming in, you can let that go and not necessary. Your higher self has that covered for you. Just relax, let the energy come in. To use another metaphor, it's like you're a sponge and the divine awakened energy is the water. Your higher self simply soaks in, saturating every cell in your body. And when it's saturated you as much as it can without overloading you, it will stabilize there. And that will be that level of embodied awakening. but it will be enough to give the basic effects. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So I invite you just to rest in that a moment longer. The allies are telling me they need just a little more time to help some people in. So another thing I must mention here, everything I say applies to you, whether you are on the recording or on your live or the live call. It's the same either way. I've told over and over again. Someone just told me yesterday, the recordings are just as powerful as the live call. So if you are on the recording, please behave as if it was the live call. So because for all practical purposes, for the effects it gives you, it may as well be. We're almost there. The field's almost just at the sweetness we want it to be. So those of you who aren't quite an embodied awakening yet, just let it go, relax. Any effort you're going into beyond just passive breath awareness is going to slow it down or stop it. The way this works is the invocation delegates the awakening to your higher self, and the human simply relaxes and receives it. If the human does anything more than just passive awareness, if you use any kind of effort, any kind of visualizing, the divine sees that, says, oh, they called me to do it, and now they're trying to do it themselves. The divine knows you cannot awaken yourself at the human level, but it is required by divine law to honor your free will choice to try. And therefore, that higher self will back up and stop doing anything or do less. In any event, you won't get the full effect until you become passive again. There are techniques out there that require ego effort. This is not one of them. This is a technique of absolute release, surrender, and letting the divine do it for you. So I invite you into that. One last chance here before we move along. Just relax, allow the energy to saturate you. That's much better for some of you. Good. I know if you've been doing effort-based paths, this is kind of counterintuitive, but it's just how it works. All right, there it clicked. All right. So we're now going to move forward. Even if you're not fully in embodied awakening, that's okay. You're allowed to move forward with this. So just be in whatever state you're in, and the divine is now going to start doing stuff. So this is where I kind of stop my ego-based effort, and I become passive, and I become your empathic tour guide. So I invite you all into a very relaxed state. The nature of how these calls work is the more passive you are, the more effective your service becomes. So unless I specifically ask you to do something, I'm going to recommend you stay completely passive and just allow things to unfold on their own. For example, right now, I feel that each of us is now being saturated with divine energy. They're telling me each person is getting a little bit different blend because each of you has a little bit different need. So whatever energy is coming in, just relax and allow it to seep in and do whatever it's doing. They're saying right now the experiences are very unique and customized. In fact, they're saying if you come back and do this recording repeatedly, you'll get a different effect every time right here. So whatever it is, just know that it's right, whether it's just exquisite bliss or if you were having some heavy things shook up and flushed away, that can be a little challenging. Whatever the experience is, just go with it. Everyone's being set up in whatever way is going to serve highest good for the service. And if you're new to this experience, this is how it typically goes. Once we get set up, the container's there, we're in embodied awakening the best we can be. The first order of business is the divine says, okay, let's clean you guys up. Let's get you as awake as we can. Let's clear away any heavy energy. They want us in optimal service condition. They want us to be as bright and awake and clear and shiny as possible. And that way our service is all the more effective. So it's in the divine's interest to clean us up and help us awaken before all that happens. Everybody wins. So just relax. Yeah. Now we're beginning to open into the inner realms. Some of you may be feeling the again, hard to verbalize because it's beyond the mental field, but there's an opening into a different dimension happening. So both and, there's still physical body awareness. There's still awareness of the energetics in the closer to the 3D realm, but there's this new portal or dimension opening. So yeah, okay, now the new energy is coming in and it's coming into our bodies. We're being upgraded. So just relax, allow the energy to do what it's doing. If at any point what I'm describing is different than your actual experience, go with your experience. Please do not use any effort to match what I'm describing. It's okay for you to be having a completely different experience at any time. So what I do is I narrate what I perceive in my own body and in my own field of awareness. My understanding is that this is what the majority of people are experiencing, whether they're live on the call or on the recording. And so I'm reporting for the majority, but if yours is different, again, just let it be what it is for you and know that your customized experience is absolutely perfect. So continue just relaxing, allowing this new, sweet, subtle energy to saturate your physical body, the energy in it, the energy around it. It's a very subtle, sweet upgrade. There may be some heavy energy release mixed in there. I'm feeling a little heavy energy flushing out my hands, for example, a little out the feet. This is the usual exit path of heavy energy in the body. And to, again, to get us set up for service, the divine has to flush some of that out so it can fill us with more high vibration energy. As I said before, the more conscious we are, the better our service can be. Okay, now I just had the experience of feeling, it's like it all came together. I am that new consciousness. I am the body. It's all just one thing. So it could be you two are having the experience of all that just coming together, a single unified field of physical body and the energies all just all blended together like a smoothie. Feeling some clearing in my belly and my heart and my throat. Okay, some of us are receiving individual healings right now. So what at that, going out the arms, some heavy energy going out. So just whatever is getting flushed up, just allow it. They're inviting you just to remain in this very vast field of awareness. There's no need to hold attention right on the part being healed, as would normally be done with my healing invocation. This is different. They're saying just remain relaxed into the whole broad field of awareness, and you will feel yourself as the entire field, a single consciousness, feeling everything at once, the body, the field, the cosmic energies, all of it just experienced as a single energetic field. Okay, now they are going beyond our individual healings to clean us up individually, and now they're starting to move heavy energy through our collective consciousness. As in order to help the Great Awakening on the planet, we're bringing up some of the heavy energy from Earth, and as we release this energy into the field that you are, there's nothing any of us have to do individually. Please don't do any kind of effort or visualizing around this, just be. And it is our presence in the field and the empowerment that gives the field that sets it up to process the heavy energy they're bringing in from wherever on earth or from whatever persons need the clearing of it. There is no need for you to know what it is. You may have some awareness of heavy energy in the field being transmuted, and just relax into it. Everyone's perfectly safe. Whatever you feel or perceive is fine. Just kind of be the whole field, and your energy will naturally be where it is most appropriately placed, and that will happen automatically, not by your choice, but just by natural movement of awareness. It's like you maintain the awareness of the entire field, but occasionally a focal spot will draw attention while awareness of the larger field is maintained. It's multiple points of consciousness, and it's automatic and effortless. Reminding you again, if your experience is different, that's fine. Just relax into whatever's happening for you. Yeah, that field is sweetening. The vibration's shifting very subtly. Yeah, I'm feeling that rising vibration in my physical body. And they're saying you are individually feeling this rise of vibration, and we're all being used right now as surrogates for humanity. Our rising vibration is making it easier for those on Earth, in addition to us, to have the experience too. They're saying you are them, they are you. Whatever happens to you in these numerous support calls is happening to many others who are not even on the call. Again, we're being used as surrogates, each one of us helping many other humans. And the collective field of us helping the whole planet, really. And they're letting us know you all are not the only ones serving here. There are a vast number of beings, some from Earth, some not, from all different planes and dimensions and realities. And beings have come from all over to assist with the Earth's awakening. The universe is aware of the planet's having labor pains. So as part of this field, it's not just us awakening plus folks. It is many, many beautiful service beings of many different descriptions. If you're kind of new to how we do these, one of the most challenging things is just staying passive and allowing everything to run itself. So if you start feeling itchy to do something, that something to do is just to relax and be. And when you get to a certain level, the doing and the being are identical. The being is done by the field. I'm sorry, the doing is done by the field. And since you are the field, you are the consciousness doing it. It gets deeply into paradox. And if you're having the experience, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And if not, it'll be inscrutable. So don't worry about it too much if you're not at that level of consciousness yet. It's okay. You may get there soon. The energy is shifting again. Not so much a higher frequency as a different one. Again, words aren't very useful in this level. But if you notice it feels a little different, that's what I'm feeling too. And And now I sense energy is radiating to planet Earth from the field of being that we are, kind of pulsing the whole planet. There's a reddish energy to it. I'm actually feeling pulsing energy from the sun, our solar sun, pulsing to us in this altered space. And then the pulsing energy is modulated by our frequency and then is pulsed down to Earth. Never seen that happen before. That's very cool. And it's not just the physical sun doing it. The sun has other dimensional bodies. And some of the pulsing energy is coming from those higher level bodies. So they're inviting us not to spend too much mental effort trying to understand everything I just said. Just relax and just feel the energy, feel the union of the physical you and the energetic field you're in. Feel how there's just, it's all so beautifully blended together. Feel that new energy that just came in, how beautifully it's just moving itself. And these calls are about relaxing and just knowing just by being present, you're making a profound contribution to the work. They've said many times there's a special energy of a human body in service to Earth. It's really very powerful and very special. There may be little silences here and there, like we just had. That's okay. They were giving me an inner experience, but they did not want to narrate it. So if I go quiet for a while, I'm still here, then just rest in the energy if that happens. Okay, they're amping up the bliss, bringing in even higher frequencies. This may feel like it's pushing you close to the edge of the bliss you can stand, and they promise they are going to stretch you a little, but they're not going to overdo it. So try not to clench or resist. Just relax into the energy. That way they can give you even a little bit more comfortably. So just relax the best you can as they bring in this new higher frequency. Yeah, this is so amazing. There's not even words for it. Just relax and do whatever your experience is right here. assuring us. It may feel like we're just floating in bliss here, but we are serving. The consciousness we are in is radiating to the planet and serving the Great Awakening. You're inviting everyone, if you're not fully and completely relaxed into this, they're inviting you to do that now. If your ego is willing to completely let go, completely relax into this field, that's going to give you the maximum personal benefit and is going to give the greatest benefit to the people awakening on Earth. That's better. Relax into it. And they're saying you may notice that awareness is now being held without effort. You're just at zero effort, just being. You may notice that there's a natural awareness of the energetic field anyway. So just let that be and let it take no effort at all. That's the invitation. So now they're noticed, you may notice you are now having a little bit of specific awareness of the others in the field. It's like before it was just a homogenous, like a smoothie blend, but now you may be aware of many little bubbles of consciousness in the field. They're tweaking our awareness so that we can perceive that there are many other beings here in the field with us. So it's simultaneous pure field consciousness and awareness of the individual beings that comprise the field. And you may sense there are many more beings here than just us Awakening Plus folks. So they're just giving us a little opportunity to notice how many beings are here serving and participating in this process right now. And they're inviting you to relax so deeply that you can effortlessly hold both awarenesses, the awareness of the blended field and the awareness of the individual beings in the field. See if you can relax so deeply that with no effort, you notice both things at once, the blended field and the individual beings within the field. Zero effort will get you there. Yeah, that feels really good right there. Whatever y'all did is just spot on right there. And now they're opening a new level beyond this one. Yeah, it's just really good and blissful. Very, very high vibration, very sweet energy. I'm aware that we're in a deep interior spiritual space. I'm simultaneously aware of my own physical body. It's like, I don't know, fairy dust or something, just saturating the whole body. All of it running at the same time, all interwoven. Again, the invitation is to relax. Please do not try to hold all this in your awareness at the same time. That will impede it. Your invitation is to relax, be completely passive, completely relaxed. And then that multiple field awareness will arise spontaneously to the extent that you are ready for it. If you have awakened deeply enough, then it will happen. If not, it won't. You're fine either way. Just get experience whatever you're experiencing. And know that you keep coming back, keep doing your spiritual work, your ability to have these deeper and more explicit inner experiences will increase. your awareness of the inner work will amp up naturally. And they're making super clear, your service here is so welcome, whatever level of awareness you're at, however awake you are or are not. They're just happy you showed up, and they want you to know you are making a valuable contribution, even if you're not perceiving everything I'm speaking about. So thank you for being here. So now our blended field is starting to blend with the earth itself. So some of us are now becoming aware of the earth herself. Herself meaning the consciousness of the planet, not just the physical mass. So we're talking Gaia, Pachamama, whatever word you want to give to her, Mother Earth. So they're inviting you to relax and blend with her beingness. Just the vast planetary consciousness of Mother Earth. Just relax into it, become it. Yeah, she welcomes us all. And now we're invited just to relax. It's like a stasis field now, just very stable, very subtle. Just be here. And now I'm gaining more awareness of my physical body specifically. And it's possible they're bringing us in for a touchdown. We'll see. Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll just see what actually happens. But you may be noticing gradually, subtly increasing awareness of your physical being. But it may not feel like you used to. When you come in this conscious, this awake, the body itself feels like energy. So yeah, still the body, you can still move the fingers and everything, but there's a completely different experience of it. When you come in as the higher self, as the awakened being, the body feels like energy more than flesh. And I feel solidly present in the body. Your invitation now is to open your eyes and look around. And if you can stand to engage with your space, just open your eyes, look around a little bit. And what they would like you to notice is, are you just as deep in that blissful state with your eyes open as closed? For me, there's no difference. Eyes open is just as ecstatic as it was with eyes closed. And they're reminding you that all this work is ultimately designed to have you walking around and functioning in your human body in a deeply awakened state where you're doing everything more awesomely, more, like I said earlier, more responsible and with greater joy in what you're doing. Okay, so we're back. So now I'm going to open it up for feedback. Give me a sec to click the right little button here. All right, now, anyone now can unmute themselves anytime they want. So to do that, you would just click the little microphone icon on your screen on a large system that's probably in the lower left corner. And clicking that will take the slash off it and allow you to speak. Or you may prefer to type in the chat window, and that's all fine too. I'll just read out the chats as they come in. Or you can just soak in the bliss for a while. Totally up to you. So we'll just leave a little time here in case anyone wishes to ask a question, make a comment, any kind of feedback is welcome at this point. Or not. Cynthia typed, amazing experience as always. Thank you. Well, you're welcome, Cynthia. Thanks for being here. While we're waiting for further feedback, I'll go and give my closing remarks as usual. If you are on this call and you're not a member of Awakening Plus, you are, of course, welcome. As a reminder, the archive, which is now up to over 270 events, is available only to members. And you'll learn more about that by going to awakeningplus.com and reading up on that. If you are interested in working with me individually, you can go to astroshaman.com and learn about how I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. So that's all available there. Plus, there's a ton of cool free content on the site as well. And just checking in, that's my little announcement. Last call for any feedback. Y'all are really quiet tonight. Gina types, woo, fantastic. Thank you, everyone. I agree. Laura Young types, that was beautiful. Thank you. I'll make sure I haven't missed any here. They're coming in on the text line now. And then who's this? This is Jan. She types, it was a very blissful, intense experience. This time I had many flashes of scenes of Native people. I can't explain what the scenes were. No problem. You don't have to. The divine doesn't always explain. So it looks like Larry has unmuted and perhaps would like to speak. Larry, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would. Another amazing experience. And certainly, I love your narration and your guidance. And I was able to feel my subtle body. And it's like that floating feeling and being really elevated. And I had the same experience yesterday when I was listening to your recording that was provided through as a gift from Alaric Canfield show.
Okay. Sweet.
And I listened to that the first hour. I went through the first three sessions. I took a break, came back, listened to the fourth one. The same experience is able to navigate to a very high level and feeling that that power, feeling that high level energy.
Excellent.
And it's absolutely amazing. I've been doing this on my own for the last 6 months out in nature.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't, and the only feedback that I'm getting energetically are these waves of energy, these hits, these, my body shakes. I'm not getting any imprints in terms of narration or guidance other than allowing my body to move where it needs to move.
Nice.
And connecting to the earth, connecting to the elements, the elementals, and just being an open channel. I've been doing that for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not aware of the ramifications or how big my field is big, you know, is increasing, but I'm loving it. And it's allowing me to be who I am in a very powerful state.
Sounds like you're doing awesome work there, Larry. Congratulations. So what I sense is you're having a lot of, would you like my thoughts on what you just said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're having a lot of transmental experience. So these experiences are on their own terms. The simplest way I like to think about it is you have several nested bodies. The physical is the innermost, then the emotional bodies around that, and then the mental body. And then beyond that's all the spiritual bodies. And a lot of these things you're talking about are spiritual body experiences. There's no mental content because you have literally gone beyond mind. There's no thought there. So one thing I think you just relax into, if it's just an experience and it's just bliss that has no language, that's fine. It just is what it is. You know, in a sense, the bliss is its own language. And the more you awaken to that part of you that is in that, you know, beyond mental state, you'll just enjoy the states without having to worry about what does it mean or what's it about. You know, those are all mental questions. So, you know, you have to understand the mental part of you is literally unable to comprehend these higher experiences because a level can't comprehend a level beyond itself. I hope that makes sense. So your mind will never get it. because it's just, it's like asking a kindergartner to understand calculus. It just ain't going to work. Okay. So let the mind do what it does best, which is deal with the 3D world. And it will have some very, very basic ideas of what's beyond it, but it's never going to get more than a fraction of it. What the full experience is just the beingness of it. Does that help at all, what I just said?
Exactly. I would say that 3 or 4 months ago, I let go of trying to figure it out, allowing myself to be. And yet in that state of beingness, in that state of the higher spiritual realms where we don't get any feedback, it's really in experiencing more of ourselves expanding. Mm-hmm. And the senses is, I'm not, is the, I don't have really have any other way of navigating other than trusting that whatever I'm doing, it's really honoring who I am and honoring what the earth needs right now, what the planet needs and what the spiritual hierarchy needs. Right. Right?
You nailed it. Yeah. What I do is I show up and stuff happens. So that's okay. It. I mean, that's, as I said, I said at some point on this call, okay, Benjamin's done. I'm just going to chill and report now. And at that point, I made no effort to make anything happen and everything just ran itself. And it sounds like you're having similar experiences. And I'll invite you to slightly change it. I think you said, I'm not getting any feedback, but isn't the experience itself feedback?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, I would say, so just don't get attached to the feedback being in words. You know, you're having feedback, the experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling it, you know, certainly. I was just kind of checking in during the narration. I was saying, okay, I'm just going to send out love and appreciation to Yeshua. Let me know that you're receiving it. And within seconds, like a milliseconds, I'm getting a hit. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with, you know, Saint Germain, same thing with some of the masters that you already called in, just to let them, you know, just to satisfy myself that I'm being received. And I'm being a transmitter and a receiver. And I was checking that out and having these powerful hits.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll get to a point where you won't even feel the need to do that. You'll be just confident. It's just enough to be and allow. And it all just...
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's really about being available. And this is a sense that I'm getting a sense of understanding, experiential-wise, of what it's like to be available. And to drop, you know, to drop trying to figure it out, mm-hmm. and just being available for that that curiosity, inviting in joy, inviting in that experience of being unlimited, and inviting in the power of the universe to flow through me, mm-hmm. to see, you know, as an open channel.
Yeah, I think you're totally on track, Larry. I think you're doing awesome. Thank you very much for being here. You're always welcome on these calls.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks so much for your feedback. You're very eloquent describing the states, by the way. Well done.
Well, you know, I love what you're doing. I could certainly begin to emulate what you're doing, maybe in other realms in terms of the world of business.
Whatever.
You know, which is so badly needed right now in terms of being able to walk the path and to eloquently, you know, share my own experience as well as to be a navigator. But you're an awesome model.
Well, thank you. Well, I just let the words come through and there they are. So yeah, follow your inner guidance and I'm sure you'll be guided to those areas where your service is best of use.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye.
Okay, I'm gonna mute you back. Thanks for the awesome feedback. While we were chatting, KD typed my first experience and it was very interesting and awesome for me. I think I was there in quotes, big smile. Thank you so much. Awesome. Glad you had a vivid experience there, KD. And anyone else who would like to share, whether you want to type in the chat window or unmute yourself and talk for a moment. So last call for feedback before we wrap it up. All right, it feels complete. And remember, you can always reply to my email that you got. And if you have any questions or comments for me, you can always do it that way if you wish. Okay, let's wrap this puppy up. So I invite you to close your eyes, relax. I'm going to close the mesa and close the process. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kli. Allies, thank you for this beautiful opportunity to serve and be served. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for all the benefit we've received and all the service we were able to provide to the awakening earth. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with anyone who will still benefit from your presence. And as for myself, I ask that you stay with me all the time to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right, we're all done. Thank you all so much. I've already given my usual closing wrap, so that's all done. Those of you who are members, the recording will be up by tomorrow. And then just a reminder, again, we're recording this on October 22 of 2020. As of November 15, there's going to be a major upgrade of Awakening Plus launched. Lots of new course content, new membership levels. I'm really excited about it. So hang tight for news about that. All right, all done. Thank you all so much for showing up. I and the Divine are all very grateful for each and every one of you who has come live or on the recording. Thanks for being willing to invest a little time and energy to help out the Great Awakening. Isn't it fun? All right. Bye for now.